times right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Benny and I are going to chit-chat a little bit. I've really been struck by the whole minimum wage conversation.
$6.55 nationally. New record. That's why we're celebrating.
Yeah, okay. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this because... first of all, I'm very, very grateful that we do have a minimum wage in this country. I'm not saying I'm grateful about what it is, but I'm saying I'm grateful that we have that.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm grateful is I believe that without it, I'm not sure what we would be paying people. Because the bottom line is this anyway, and let me just say this. The bottom line for all of this is that even if you do have a minimum wage in your state, it doesn't mean that people... that don't have to pay it. And that's a whole nother show I'm going to do, a whole nother story. But, you know, what I want to say about this is it is true. If you go to the laborlawcenter.com, you will go there and you'll be able to see minimum wage July 24th, today, 2008, $6.55 went up from $5.85. How much is that? That 60 cent? And so there are a couple of questions I have. Now, let me just kind of go over some of the states, their minimum wage, because one of the things that we've learned in this conversation is that, you know, just because the federal is this, that each state has its own deal. Washington State, and Benny, I'm hoping we can get somebody on the phone from the government to talk about this. Washington State minimum wage is $8.07.
It's up there.
Yeah. Only to be just behind by a hair, two other states, California at $8, in Massachusetts at $8. And I don't really see any more $8 on here, do you? Benny, I don't see any more on the chart.
I don't, no.
No, I don't see. I mean, then it goes like into the $7 and something range.
Where there's a grip of them.
Yeah, Vermont is $7.68. And then, you know, there we go. But there are some states that have a minimum wage and they truly implement the minimum wage. However, what's really interesting that I found in looking at this, Benny, there are only a handful of states that are holding the federal minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? I expected to look at this and see, like, most of the states be at $5 and, what, 85 cents? Is that the deal? 585 is the old one. Today, 655. So let's talk about the 585 for a minute, because that's what's posted here. So, you know, Benny and I are looking at this. I'm going to share some minimum wage stories with you, some of the jobs that I've done at minimum wage. And, you know, Alabama is holding at the federal rate, which was 585. And then you scoot on down to Mississippi. They're at 585. Kansas, I can't forget that, was at 585. So these are folks that are states that are just coming in at the federal requirement. And did I miss any, or are those the only three? Do you see any more? I don't see any more.
I'm looking.
No, I think those three. So out of all of the states that we have listed here, there are three of them that, what's up with Minnesota being at 525?
It's
what's
cold.
What is that, 525?
They've got a cold
rate?
Dollar to make warm or
okay.
something.
Well, here's what it is. Here's what they've done. And this, and I want to talk about this issue because there are small businesses. And so there are two sides to this coin. And this is what I want to talk about. There is the side that says there is a minimum wage. And then there's the other side that says that I'm a small business. So and this is what I love about how we get on the internet here, because nobody would have just known about any of this. In Minnesota, there is a 525 rate for companies with less than $625,000 of gross annual volume sales of business. Businesses with more than 625, they go to a minimum wage of 615. And so then there's another one in one of the other states, and this is why I love talking about this, because this is really what you don't know about this. Then if you look at Nevada, I think it is, their rate is 633 for all businesses that do not offer health insurance coverage to employees, and $5.30 for businesses that offer health insurance. What I like about learning about this, and I really wasn't going to pay any attention to this, is that there is a sensitivity about what we pay people. And when you look at Nevada and you say, wait a minute, if you're going to offer health insurance, which is like such an anomaly some days, then we're going to give you a cut on minimum wage. How interesting that is. And so the reason that I started to look at this is because I heard the radio today where it said that Washington State was the highest minimum wage. So I've got a question for the Washington State Legislature, if they are listening. Can we get, like, Maria Cantwell to, can we get her on the phone during the break? Can we try to get her? And the question that I have about this is, if the minimum wage got bumped up by 60 cents or whatever it is, does that mean that in the state of Washington, we're going to, like, bump the minimum wage up? Does anybody out there know the answer to this question? Any of our listeners? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So, okay, so we're already above the minimum. Benny, do you think that if we are, if a state is already above the minimum, do you think that there is a rationale to bump it up the difference?
I think there's obviously some mathematical equation to this.
We need Gary Bros here to help these folks.
I know. Where was he? He needs to come back in. I went to a couple websites, you know, and a lot of the websites noticing online here, and, you know, I don't know enough about and how right. everything works with the state laws and government and all that. But a lot of them, the states judge on how their minimum wages is directed to the federal rate, and they always want to remain higher than the federal rate is listed.
Almost all of them.
I picked out
a couple that they're just not feeling.
Right, exactly. So, of course, it says, you know, Washington at 807, the state minimum wage, God, I'm doing it too, will remain higher than the federal rate as well.
I wonder if in California, strawberry pickers get $8.
Well, so far they're listed at $8, so I think they did.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Mm-hmm. I did a whole thing on the strawberry pickers in California because my dissertation chair made us do it.
See, they said something about
I've never had the same feeling about strawberries since.
Well, we have great ones here in Marysville, Washington, too, as well. Oklahoma's listed at $585. Just a little note here. It says, for employees of employers having at least 10 full-time employees at one location, and for employees for employers have gross sales more than $100,000 annually,
right,
regardless of the number of employees. State law provides that, the certain exceptions, no employer is to pay any employee less than federal minimum hourly wage rate. Therefore, the federal minimum wage of $6.55 per hour will apply on July 24th of 08.
Right. And, you know, what we're talking about are jobs that pay you by the hour. We're not talking about jobs where you bid on a project, and let's say the project is worth, you know, $20,000 or something.
They'll make it up in the long haul.
Yeah, if you're bidding on something and you're saying, I'm going to do it at a flat rate for that, we're not talking about that.
This is what you already make.
This is different. Yeah. This is like if you're me and you are part of the Amalgamated Meat Cutter Union, like I was, and, you know, you're sitting there and you're cleaning fish. I happened to be in the fish unit, and that was like my job. I had the most fun at that job, but boy, it was a stinky thing to do. I couldn't even go. My car smelled like some big mackerel. Really did. You ever clean a mackerel? You know, one of the things, and actually, I didn't really stay long on that job, only because I was always like getting hurt on it. Do you know what it's like? Are you familiar with a mackerel? Do you know what a mackerel is?
Huh.
A fish? Okay.
Oh, well, yeah,
mackerel's
the fish, right.
A fish.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But mackerel doesn't have all the scaly salmon scales. It's a really sleek, you know, skinned fish. Doesn't have a lot of, like, crazy scaly things. But it's, you know, I got a little bit. But it's got these porcupine spines that come up out of the back of its neck. I call it a neck.
It's his defensive maneuvering.
Right. And so I got one of those under my fingernail one time. Oh, my God.
Not good.
Oh, I flipped the fish over the counter at a customer, hit her right in the head. And, you know, it's one of those moments where...
Like Pike Place, but with a smaller version of the fish, right?
Yeah, this is like Pike Place without any aim.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing.
Yeah, it's like that. You want your fish, lady? Here it is. But that was a minimum wage job. And, you know, I did that job because that's what I did. Actually, at the time, I worked three jobs. I had to work three jobs.
All in the same area?
Three different jobs. So I was pushing a mail cart.
Okay.
I was selling the fish. And I was doing the hot dogs.
You can do the mail cart and the hot dogs all together, and then probably the fish off the side. See where I went with that?
The mail cart job actually had benefits. but it definitely wasn't enough money for...
And a hot dog cart? You're not getting any food, lunch? That's a benefit.
I told you the story of the hot dog cart. This guy was counting the dogs, dude.
I would too, actually, if I were him.
The guy that was owning the cart was counting the dogs.
No freebies.
Yeah, and so we don't even want to talk
unless
about
you dropped
him.
It.
I don't
unless
know how
you dropped
he's doing.
But anyways, your fish story.
Well, the fish story. And so, you know, there was the deal. I love the fish story because on holidays we did something special, which I'll share when we come back from break. Mm-hmm. And I worked with a guy, you know, Louis. I worked with Louis, who had been cleaning fish all of his life. He worked down at Fulton Fish Market, and here he was working in this store. And he taught me everything that one needs to know about fish. But we had the best time around Christmas with octopus. And I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back.
'Tis the season.
And then I'll tell you about what the worst minimum job, wage job that I did. And boy, I'm like feeling anybody that's doing it. But what's the question? What do you think? Should we raise the rate here in Washington? 1-800-930-2819. Do you have an opinion about this? Should Washington State raise its rate the equivalent of whatever the minimum wage was raised? And those of you listening in Massachusetts and in Florida, by the way, I just want to tell you, in Massachusetts, you have a pretty good rate going on there. Florida, you're not quite at the minimum, but you're kind of in the middle. Anybody have an opinion? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Give someone you love the gift of a phenomenal memory. Join the thousands of people who have discovered the life-changing power of phenomenal memory. Just imagine how your life could be changed if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books or even your entire phone book, or to learn new languages quickly and be able to command incredible focus in as little as 60 days. Guaranteed. Go to pmemory.net and download the free ebook detailing how even you can enjoy the benefits of a phenomenal memory. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show receive a $75 discount on the e-course, so don't delay. Your phenomenal memory is just 60 days away. Visit pmemory.net for all the details. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at the Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Wow!
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny and I, during the break, we were trying to call Maria Cantwell's office, and they're going to do some...
Hence the extended version of AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Is that because of Washington, D.C.?
Conveniently,
did?
It just came out that way, yes.
Oh, okay.
Money talks.
Wow.
And we walk.
I didn't put that all together. So we wanted to try to find out what was going to happen in Washington State and in Massachusetts and in Florida, since this show is being broadcast to all of those places. And so I'm going to try to get some information to all of you out there. And the reason that, you know, we're talking about this is because we are... You know, we are talking about minimum wage. And for those states that we directly broadcast in, which is, as I said before, Massachusetts, the minimum wage is $8. And then Florida, the minimum wage is $6.79 before the increase. And, of course, Washington State, which is $8.07 at the top of the charts. The reason I'm talking about this is because I don't agree with what was said on the news today. I don't agree with that. Can I tell you what was said?
Tell them.
We had some folks on a station that I don't generally listen to, and what they said was that the minimum wage in our state was the highest because of the cost of living. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have a high cost of living, but I don't know. I lived in Massachusetts, and actually one of my folks that works with the show, he lives there. And so I just think there is more of an altruistic approach to what we do. And let me just tell you about my supporting argument to that. Oregon. Did I say that right? Oregon? Oregon? How would you say it? Oregon? No.
The Oregonian Oregon. And yeah. Oregon and
I'm
Oregon.
Just say Oregon.
I say Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon is at $7.95, which is a hair, you know, below $7.95. So is it because they have a very high cost of living? I mean, who has the highest cost of living? Anybody been to Hawaii lately?
I was going to comment on that, too.
Yeah,
it is expensive to live over there. That's for sure.
We don't even want to go there. Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? A beautiful place, and you kind of forget how much it costs because it's just beautiful to live there. But what I'm trying to say is, and we're trying to get some information from, you know, folks in Washington, is it just about cost of living or is it about humanity? And let me just tell you a little information. I was going to share with you a minimum wage. Believe me, I have done my share of minimum wage. And, you know, for the first 10 years of my working life, I worked multiple jobs. And why did I do that? Well, because, quite honestly, you know, even at the time, you cannot do much with $61 a week. I mean, it's just not realistic to think that you could. I can't even imagine what people do with $61 a week.
Well, in which we looked, we did break it down. And also we looked up online, and there's a site where it's from 55 to 2006 of all the rates. And
yeah.
You said 1960, so...
No, honey,
oh, 60,
not 60.
Sorry.
I'm not that old.
Sorry, 68.
Yeah,
my
look,
bad.
69.
They were both... Actually, it was $1.60 from 68 to about 73. There was about 5 years of the same wage, and then it jumped up.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Then it jumped up 40 cents to the big $2.
That's what I remember, and I got to tell you, those folks didn't give me much of an increase.
Man, $1.60.
Until 60. I joined the union.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
Then I joined the union,
yep.
And I had to because, you know, you're cutting meat and you're doing all that stuff.
Gotta do
but
it.
Let me tell you what would happen at Christmas with the whole fish cutting thing. The fish cleaning thing. First of all, I learned how to clean just about any fish that, I don't know, was around at the time. The other thing I learned is, you know, to get the stink off, there are certain things you want to do. And lemon is probably the best approach to take. But the other thing that, you know, that we used to do is we used to have some really fun with this at Christmas. And, you know, basically this was also in an Italian community. So at Christmas, what we would do, Benny, is we would take the octopus, which is octopi if you do more than one of them. And so Louie would, you know, the big fish, the glass cases where they have all the fish
yeah,
in
the
it
big
with
tanks.
The ice and all of that.
Okay. Oh, the yeah, for the
display.
The display, right.
So Louie, what he would do is he would put the octopus, right, the octopi, he would kind of, you know, put them up there and have all the little
drape
legs.
Them down. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And it
were
was...
Were there tentacles?
Let me tell you what this
suction
did.
Suction cups?
And then one year he put, like, lights on them or something. But I think he got in trouble for that.
Why?
Yeah. He sold more octopus than the store could keep in stock.
For Christmas?
Yeah, around the whole holiday.
On the holiday
thing.
Season.
Christmas holiday.
He must
thing.
Have dressed them up.
Yeah. But people would come to this place. And, you know, what happens with something like that, they come and then they buy other things. They're not just buying the fish. They're going to buy the mackerel or whatever they buy. So that was one of these little jobs that I did. The other, like, minimum wage thing was picking potatoes. Now, I'll tell you, if you don't have a good back and you think that you're out there, picking potatoes is not bad because, you know, you got to dig them up. You don't pick them. They don't grow on anything. You dig them up. And, you know, if you're working small farm, you're kind of doing a lot of things manually. But I will tell you, one of the toughest things I've ever done, and we did this as part of a project when I was in school in California, strawberries. What I learned about strawberry workers and about the process, and when I actually attempted to do this, my heart went into an entirely different place. First of all, I didn't do it successfully. I will tell you that, because you cannot yank a strawberry off of its thing. You can't do that.
It's a special touch, I believe, right?
Right. And mm-hmm. then there are a certain amount that you have to do. When strawberries come to harvest, Benny, when they are ready to be picked, dude, you have to go out there and pick them. You can't, like, say, oh, I think I'm going to pick strawberries. No, because in a day, they're too far gone. And here's why. You have to pick them carefully. You have to place them carefully. They cannot be ripe, because by the time they get to market, you might as well have strawberry compote or something like that. And I was bending over, and I could not believe how hard this was in the blazing sun. I just couldn't believe it. The average, what I then found out was the average age of a strawberry worker is about 48 years old. And by the way, most of them are not from this country. And I had a new realization about that. So, you know, I'm kind of sitting here today and I'm looking at minimum wage and I understand both sides. I'm also a small business owner. So I understand the difference between minimum wage and running a successful business, as Gary Brose talked about. But the one thing that we have to really keep in mind is that this is about humanity. It isn't about the price of strawberries or how many we can eat in an hour. It's about how we get to understand and thrive regardless of what wage we're at. But today I wanted to talk about this because so much has been made in the media about the minimum wage, that it should or shouldn't go up. And I don't know how you all feel about it. I just know one thing for sure, that this country is based on has based its livelihood on a lot of people doing a lot of jobs that most of us wouldn't do. And I want to take my hat off to all those people that do that. Whether you are a dispatcher, whether you are a strawberry picker, whether you are working, you know, down at Fulton Fish Market, whatever it is that you're doing, I want to honor you, because without you, people like me and the rest of us would not be able to do what we do. And so when it comes to thinking about what you're going to pay someone that is doing something to support a system that incorporates thriving into your life, it is these folks that are out there that get very little recognition, by the way, and that we don't really know much about. And there are millions and millions and millions of them. And my dad told me a long time ago, and, you know, my dad knows a lot about minimum wage, and so does my uncle. My dad taught me something a long time ago. He said, no matter what you do in this life, no matter how much you get paid, remember that there are people that are working with you. It's not a job, it's not a career, and it's not a project. It's a connection with another human being. Treat them with respect. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show.